In this bulletin, the government says the $60 billion difference in the JobKeeper program is good news. Beauty salons in New South Wales will be allowed to open again from the 1st of June. And in football, Bayern Munich remain 4 points ahead at the top of the German league. The latest SBS News, I'm Sonia Lal. The federal government is maintaining its stance on not extending the JobKeeper scheme. The Treasury and Australian Tax Office revised estimates for the program on Friday, revealing an administration error was to blame. The wage subsidy program is now set to cost $70 billion instead of $130 billion and help 3.5 million people rather than 6.5 million. The federal opposition is calling for the Morrison government to use the intended $60 billion to help unemployed workers left out of the scheme, with Labor Senator Katie Gallagher saying the coalition needs to take responsibility.
These are some very serious questions that the architect of the government's response, the government's economic response, needs to front up and take responsibility for and to explain to the committee exactly what went wrong and what they're doing now to make sure that all of the people in Australia who are doing it tough are being properly supported.
However, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the program should remain as is.
Well, it's not free money. It's not money that's just sitting somewhere that can be spent. That's all money. That money is actually sitting in the accounts of banks and foreign lenders all around the world. And so if the suggestion is that we should be increasing borrowings more than would be needed to deliver the program that we've designed and delivering, well, the answer is no.
Beauty salons in New South Wales will be allowed to open again from the 1st of June as the state government continues easing coronavirus restrictions. State Health Minister Brad Hazzard says a call to allow beauty salons to reopen has been significant.
I've got to say, of all of the requests I've had as Health Minister in the last 3 months, this has been the one that I think has topped the barrel. It's certainly been earnest effort from a lot of people to make sure that we reopen. I've even had text messages in the middle of other meetings telling me how bad the acrylic nails are. I didn't even know there were such a thing as acrylic nails, but I now know that. So I'm very pleased that they will now be open.
Businesses will require a COVID-19 safe plan that involves increasing hygiene protocols, keeping a record of attendance, and removing books and magazines from waiting areas. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has thrown his complete support behind Fiona Kotvoyes as the Liberal Party's candidate for the upcoming by-election in Eden Monaro. The former teacher, scientist, and small business operator from the town of Dingham's Creek won pre-selection on Saturday night over Defence Department official Mark Schweikert. She is being given a second chance at federal politics after narrowly losing to Labor's Mike Kelly in last year's federal election. Dr. Kotvoyes says she would be honoured by an opportunity to give back to the electorate.
Why I'm standing and what I want to do in this electorate, first thing is to help restore all of our communities back to the way they were, build them back even better than they were before. I find it really exciting that so many of the communities have the resilience and are working to make themselves better into the future. And I look at what my local community is doing and the planning to make us a stronger community in the future. It's absolutely fantastic. And I want to be there and help support that and work for that.
Today, Eid al-Fitr is being celebrated. But the coronavirus means worshippers are mainly praying at home. Normally, thousands of Muslims would gather at the crack of dawn to perform Eid prayers at mosques across the country. Instead, this year, the Australian National Imams Council released an edict outlining it is permissible to pray from home in groups of at least 3 people to make the Eid prayer valid. In football, Bayern Munich coach Hansi Flick says he does not believe Wednesday's match against Borussia Dortmund will determine who wins the German league. Bayern remains 4 points ahead of Dortmund atop the Bundesliga table. Bayern has beaten Eintracht Frankfurt 5-2, while Dortmund has beaten Wolfsburg 2-0. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, possible early storm and showers, 19 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 15. Melbourne much the same, 15, Hobart cloudy and 12 degrees, Canberra partly cloudy, 14 degrees, Wollongong a shower or two and windy, 17, Sydney showers and windy, 18 degrees, Newcastle showers, 18, Brisbane mostly sunny, 23 degrees, Cairns sunny and 25, and Darwin sunny and 29 degrees. Sonia Lal, SBS News.